Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, join me, Rob McConnell, as together we'll investigate the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology here on the X-Zone Radio TV show on XZBN and the X-Zone TV channel on Simul TV. Since 1990, the X-Zone Radio TV show has been the place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. Together, we'll investigate UFOs, aliens, ghosts, Bigfoot, psychic phenomenon, lake monsters, conspiracy theories, government cover-ups, the truth embargo, alien abductions, ESP, haunted locations from around the world, and so much more. With over 28 years of broadcasting and more than 4,500 individual guests, the X-Zone is truly a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality, as evidenced by the credibility, integrity, and professionalism of the guests that we bring to our international audience. If you have seen a UFO, had a close encounter, seen a ghost, Bigfoot, lake monster, or a story that you would like to share or have investigated, contact me, Rob McConnell, by sending me your email to xzone@xzoneradiotv.com, or you can call toll-free 1-800-610-7035, extension 143, and on Skype, X-Zone Radio TV. For more information on the X-Zone Radio TV show with yours truly, Rob McConnell, visit www.xzoneradiotv.com or www.xzonetvchannel.com or simultv.com and xzbn.net. Until next we meet here in the X-Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, always remember, X-Zone Nation, keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light.
The X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X-Zone Radio Show or endorsed in any manner by Rob McConnell, Realmar McConnell Media Company, the X-Zone Broadcast Network, its affiliated networks, stations, employees, or advertisers.
All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And good evening, one and all. This is the X-Zone Radio Show, and I am Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Now, if you would like to send me an email, xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. For all the programming that we have available for you, 24/7, 365 on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, that's our radio division, visit www.xzbn.net. And for the X-Zone TV channel, on Simul TV, it's channel number 21. Visit www.simultv.com. And we're also on Comcast. We're also on iLaunch Global, Jungo TV, Con TV, and of course, we're distributed around the world through the facilities of Globecast International. Let me ask you a question, X-Zone Nation. Are ETs actually healing humans? Well, the answer, of course, is yes. Now, our guest this hour, Preston Dennett, has a brand new book out entitled The Healing Power of UFOs, 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. Now, in his landmark book, The Healing, the answer, of course, as we said, is yes. The Healing Power of UFOs is a title, but it's more than a title, it's a statement. And leading UFO researcher, our guest this hour, Preston Dennett, presents a fascinating compilation of more than 300 cases of people who have been healed by extraterrestrials, supported by first-hand eyewitness testimonies, stretching back more than 100 years to the present day, coming from across the United States, as well as the world, ExoNation. This book proves that healing humans is just one of the many primary alien agendas on our planet. Verified by doctors and leading UFO researchers, the UFO healing cases represent undeniable proof and undeniable evidence of UFO reality. Joining me now is Preston Dennett, an old friend of the X-Zone. And Preston, welcome back to the show. Great having you with us.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Man, the healing power of UFOs, 300 true accounts of people healed by extraterrestrials. Tell me about this. How did you get involved in this project?
Right? I mean, how it actually occurred was way early on in my research. Mm-hmm. We're talking back in the, I'm going to say early 90s. Yeah. I started to get healing cases. And I remember there was this one lady I'd interviewed who had had a number of encounters, a lot of evidence supporting her case, and she had this incident that was very strange. She was diagnosed with a cyst in her fallopian tubes, and it was causing her a lot of pain, a lot of problems. She went to the doctor, had x-rays, the whole thing, and was scheduled for surgery and had an experience prior to having surgery. Went to the doctor, and they're like, well, we can't find your cyst. This is strange, because they always do another set of x-rays.
Exactly.
And they're like, gosh, you know, if we didn't know better, have you had surgery? And she's like, well, no. She denied it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, your cyst is gone, and not only that, there's fluid here that's only present if you have had surgery. So we kind of know you had surgery, and they examined her, and they saw this laser-like scar on her abdomen.
Right.
And she's like, well, no, I haven't. She completely denied it. And they kind of looked at her strange, and that's where it was left. And I'm like, wow, you know, because I've heard of several healing cases. And, I mean, there was a policeman in Texas who was healed of a cut on his hand. Jacques Vallée, the French researcher, had a case in France. I knew of one in Peru, actually involving a Peruvian customs official. He was struck by a beam of light, cured him of nearsightedness. So I decided to write an article about this, is how it all began.
You know, it's funny because according to Travis Walton from Fire in the Sky, he is now claiming that the aliens did not abduct him. What they actually did was they rescued him. He's now claiming that the laser or the ray or whatever the beam was that apparently took him onto the ship that was witnessed by the other loggers actually brought him aboard because for some reason, I can't remember what the reason is. I think it has something to do with the engine's, the craft's propulsion. He was dead and they brought him back aboard the craft and brought him back to life.
Right. Yeah. I know about this. And, I mean, if anyone would know what happened, it would be Travis.
Yes.
It was his experience. And he was actually, you know, when he woke up on board the UFO, his first thought was, oh, you know, I'm in a hospital.
Yeah.
And this is not unusual. There's a very strong medical theme that runs through onboard UFO accounts. First thing that, I mean, the most common thing that happens to people who are taken on board is being physically examined. So this whole medical theme is very prominent, and really, I've come to the conclusion at this point that ETs know more about the human body than certainly we do, because they are curing all kinds of what we would call incurable conditions.
Why don't we hear more about this in the media? Why is this, thankfully, because of you and your book, The Healing Power of UFOs, is getting out there? But we hear about the anal probes. We hear about the fetuses being taken from a mother's womb. We hear the negative stuff, Preston, but we don't hear the positive like this. How come?
Yeah, you know, I think there's multiple factors at work here. One is that fear sells, you know, and anything that's more lurid sort of has a tendency to get towards, you know, the mainstream media, to some extent, perhaps. You know, I'm speculating here. There is a ridicule factor, and when you talk about UFO healings, well, we're on the fringe of the fringe, really. it's been so, I mean, such an unusual experience, I guess, that it hasn't really gotten the attention it deserves.
But and Preston, when I look at just in your book alone, and I shouldn't say it like that because, you know, I've got a lot of respect for you as a researcher as well as an author. And when I look at your book, once again, Exonation, it's entitled The Healing Power of UFOs. More than 70 healings of injuries, more than 50 healings of colds, minor illnesses and ailments, more than 120 healings of serious illnesses and chronic diseases, more than 40 healings of cancer, cases involving health upgrades, cases involving healings of animal and even plants, a study of the connection between UFO abductions and psychic healings. And this is just part, not even halfway through the list of the topics that you cover in this book. And just on this first half, somebody who's in the media, I'm saying, hey, wait a minute. Why isn't this out here? I mean, I'm so happy that your book is out there, getting this information out there, because the media looks at ufology as if ufologists have three or four heads. But this is something that can be verified.
Right. And there are some very well-verified cases here. And
yeah.
Very rarely has this ever hit the mainstream media. It has. There was Lynn Plaskett, a councilwoman from Florida, whose story was nationally and internationally televised. She had a cancer and had this experience where something came into her room, mm-hmm. some sort of machine, and did pulled her up off the bed, levitated her, went over her body several times. She blacked out at one point, but it was clearly a structured object.
Right.
And she feels that it healed her. She went back to her doctor, and her cancer went into a very quick and full-on remission. So and that's one case that made it to the media. But, yeah, by and large, it's been totally ignored. And I think, well, there is a cover-up on this subject, for one thing, and that is a factor, for sure.
Well, there seems to be cover-ups now that are coming to light in all aspects of ufology. Robert Kiviat, the case that he has brought into a civil court that's going to bring CIA scientist and the former head of the Weird Desk, Ron Pandolfi, as well as Tom DeLonge, as well as Robert Bigelow, and so on. I'm watching all this happen. I had Kiviat on my show last night, and I'm listening. I'm saying, my God, here you've got Stephen Bassett, who's been trying his very best for years to bring a close, you know, to end the truth embargo. And all of a sudden, we're seeing all this happening. You know, Kiviat, we've got your book coming out with all these people who have actually been able to get cured. So if all these wonderful things are happening, why do you think the powers to be, if in fact they are suppressing this information, and I don't see why anybody can think otherwise these days, you know, what are they afraid of? Are they afraid of the fact that there are watchers, for a better word, that are out there who can take better care of the citizens than they can? Or do they themselves, and I'm talking about the powers to be here on this planet and different government offices, or are they planning more nefarious reasons why the ETs or the watchers should be disavowed?
Right. Well, I mean, from a government military standpoint.
Whoops, you know what? I talk so long, I've got to take my break. Please stand by. Exonation, Preston Dennett is our guest, and we'll be back on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
It's hard to listen to the news without realizing we're living in volatile, unprecedented times. Yet never has there been such an opportunity to transform the human condition. As old structures fail, where can we find the guidance to co-create a better way? Find Your Path Home is an ever-evolving, leading-edge information, education, and healing resource center designed to support and guide you on your path to unity and enlightenment. Based on sound principles employed by shaman worldwide, we provide techniques that can support you through the current transitions, offering online shamanic classes, international long-distance shamanic healing sessions, complimentary Mission Evolution radio episodes and Stairway to Heaven TV vignettes, seminars, retreats, and much more. All of this can be found on findyourpathhome.com.
So I was watching the X-Zone TV channel last night when I was abducted by aliens, and they kept repeating to me over and over again, SimulTV.com, SimulTV.com.
What's SimulTV.com?
That's what I asked them. They had it written on the side of their UFO.
How do you spell that?
UFO.
No, I mean SimulTV.com.
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 Right. SimulTV.com.
Interesting that you were abducted by aliens in a SimulTV.com UFO last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember now last night, I was awakened from a deep sleep. My great-grandmother was standing there. She said she'd come from the hereafter to tell me about SimulTV.com. She even spelled it out for me.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, you'll never guess what my psychic guru just told me.
SimulTV.com.
Exactly. Are you guys psychic too?
Of course.
We all know about SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com.
Welcome back, everyone. My guest of this hour is Preston Dennett. His website is www.prestondennett.weebly.com. That's PrestonDennett.weebly.com. And he's the author of a brand new book, because Preston has authored so many books. We'll get into that in a few minutes. The name of the newest book is The Healing Power of UFOs. 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. And just some of the questions that are raised when you read Preston's newest book is, who's being healed and why? What types of ETs are doing the healing? How are these healings being done? Are ETs our friends or our foes? And these are just some of the questions that come to light. And first of all, Preston, thanks very much for joining us tonight. Always a great pleasure talking to you. What answers have you come up with as the person who researched this book? And now these questions are being asked.
Right. Well, I mean, as far as this whole subject being covered up, mm-hmm. I mean, from a national security standpoint, I think our government does have to consider UFOs a threat.
Yeah.
If they're hovering over, you know, our missile stations, shutting them down, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But the evidence is showing us we do have these crashed saucers, which means we do have this healing technology. And there are whistleblowers now coming out who say, yes, we do have this healing technology, and it's being used. And describing, like, one instrument which can slide over a person's body and locate a tumor and basically give this sort of holographic X-ray of it. And other instruments that can open and close a person's body with
right.
a sort of laser-like device. So we do have this technology, and can you only imagine, you know, how easily this sort of technology
yeah.
can be abused?
Let me ask you this, Preston. Is it possible, and as you were talking, this idea came, is it possible that the cattle mutilation that was so prevalent earlier, I would imagine the late 70s through the early 80s, could this have been a test by the ETs to see how mammals on Earth would respond to their medical techniques before they tried it on humans?
Ah, right. Practicing tape. I've got about
yeah.
let's see, 7 cases of animals being healed.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly we know they abduct animals
yes.
all kinds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's a possibility. There's, of course, several theories that have been floated to explain the cattle mutilations or the agenda behind it.
Right.
And the truth is we really don't know. We're still kind of speculating, but it appears, I mean, it's got to have something to do with genetics, I would think. Possibly, what's that theory that they're testing the radioactivity in our food source? That's because this is an area where the mutilations are very prominent.
Yeah.
You know, New Mexico, Colorado, where there's been a lot of nuclear
mm-hmm.
testing. There's all kinds of theories to explain it. I just don't think we have a real handle on, or certainly I haven't. That's not my area of expertise.
Let me ask you this, my friend. After doing the research for this book, what was the most surprising or the most significant aha moment that you had as an author?
I think it was just the sheer number of cases and the wide variety mm-hmm. of them that kind of really started to shake me up.
Yeah,
I mean, and one case that always comes to mind is just weird to me. It's sort of like, all right, ETs do have a healing agenda. They must. Because why do this? This kid runs out into his backyard. He sees a UFO. He's got a bad head cold, right?
Right.
And this UFO is hovering over his backyard, sending mm-hmm. down a beam of light. And he realizes this beam of light's coming towards him. He turns to run. The beam of light hits him. He said it was like a bucket of ice-cold water. He couldn't move. He was frozen there in a sort of 45-degree position in mid-stride. And all these symbols are filling his mind, landscapes, mm-hmm. equations, just weird stuff. Suddenly the beam retracts. He falls to the ground, jumps up, runs inside, gets his mom, and she runs out, I believe, just in time to see the UFO move off. And that's when they realize he's completely healed. And my question is, well, what? I mean, presuming ETs come from light years away or wherever they come from,
right.
regardless, why are they coming here to cure a young boy of his cold? It makes no sense. And there's a lot of cases
yeah.
like that.
Once again, going back to the research that you do, because you're a very meticulous researcher for your books, are there any common threads between all the people that you've included in your book? Is there a common thread of age, nationality, background?
Right.
Is there anything that would tie these people together?
Ah, I sure looked into that. Let me tell you, it's evenly divided
yeah.
between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I've got cases. The age is certainly not a factor.
No way.
Because there are cases of, I mean, there's one prenatal case, honest to God. The
wow.
pregnant woman thought, and she was her baby was being healed. Turned out
right.
he did have a heart defect and continued to have numerous visitations as a very young infant all throughout his life. And some cases involving, you know, 67-year-old, a 73-year-old. So you get all ages. It's all over the world. I couldn't find anything about, you know, certainly geographic location or mm-hmm. race.
Right.
All, you know, educational level, nothing, you know, blood type.
Huh.
Didn't find really anything except for a couple of patterns. And one pattern was very prominent, and that's if you've had a lifetime of contact or a history of UFO encounters. That increases your chances. Number one factor, for sure. But second to that, mm-hmm. something I found that was very interesting, and it took me a while to come up with it, but I kept hearing, I'd always ask their profession, you know, what do you do for a living?
Sure.
And I started to hear doctor a lot, teacher, inventor, human rights activist, social worker, people who have jobs that you would characterize as doing good work for humanity in some way.
Right.
And it's a loose pattern, I'll admit, but it keeps turning up.
Just recently,
I mean, one of the later cases I put in the book,
mm-hmm.
a lady in Norway contacts me. She heard about my research and told me this amazing account of how she has no prior UFO history, had a very bad back injury. At the time, she worked as a graphics designer and had grays come into her bedroom, surround her bed. They flipped her around like a rag doll. She says it was very frightening. They wouldn't communicate at all to her. Put her on her stomach, put this instrument over her back.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I've got 15 back healings, and they often use the same instrument, sort of the cylindrical instrument. And she felt, you know, some energy or something. And then suddenly the grays just file out the door. She runs to the window, watches this eerie light sort of blink out, realizes her back is fine.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. You know, we went over the case, and I'm like, well, what do you do for a living now? And she's like, oh, I'm a human rights activist, and I work for animal rights as well. She says, please don't use my name because, you know.
Understandably.
So, yeah, that's a pattern I for sure see. And that, to me, that points towards the ET agenda.
Yeah.
And a sort of a real positive aspect to them, certainly.
Now, again, turning to your research, after this healing or after the encounter with the ETs, has there been any other change in the patients physiologically besides the area of the pre-existing injury, or in the case of the child, his common cold?
Certainly. I mean, in some cases, people are just healed of a specific injury. Mm-hmm. Not all injuries are, you know, condition, whatever. Not all injuries are necessarily healed or conditions. But some people will have an experience where they're not even healed of a particular injury at all. They have an abduction and a sort of an examination and weird instruments,
right,
often described very similarly, by the way.
Mm.
And they come away from their experience profoundly changed physiologically.
Really?
A perfect example is John Hunter Gray, who is fairly well known in the UFO field. He had an abduction experience with his son in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And afterwards, he listed over 20 physiological improvements. You know, he's a middle-aged man at the time. He grew a couple of inches.
Oh, my gosh.
His feet grew a couple of sizes. His hair started coming back and thicker. He had scars, which just disappeared. He was a heavy smoker at the time and just quit right afterwards. And just goes on and on. His nails grow faster. He said he didn't get the flu for the longest time. These are what I call health upgrades. Another good case comes from Artie Sixkiller Clark, who interviewed a bike racer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an abduction experience and doesn't really remember it at all, but came away from this experience. Afterwards, he became the fastest racer around. He says he absolutely believed they made him faster and stronger. And I hear that a lot, actually.
Where do you think they come from?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that in most of these cases, we're dealing with biological beings from other planets. It's hard for me to escape that because, I mean, look at us. Here mm-hmm. we are. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, interdimensionality and are these guys even aliens at all?
Exactly.
I think they are. And I think if we were to just look at these crashed UFOs,
mm-hmm.
if that were ever released, well, all bets are off. Now we know, because here we have the vehicles. I mean, what more do you need? And the bodies. But that said, I think they've got this technology that has sort of mastered the other dimensions and are able to travel through them easily.
All right, my friend, please stand by. You and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. And Exxon Nation, my guest this hour is Preston Dennett. He's got a brand new book out entitled The Healing Power of UFOs, 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. His website, www.prestondennett.weebly.com. And Preston and I will return on the other side of the news as the Exxon continues with yours truly, Rob McConnell, right here from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away. They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net. Rob McConnell here, presenting an overview for Nicholas Paul Jinnix, author of a fascinating book, Amen. It presents facts revealed by Egyptologists, facts that enable us to understand why Amen is the beginning of creation of God. It provides recommendations for religious leaders of the major religions to unify their beliefs and teach the word of God, love one another. Amen informs people how mankind conceived God. It was the Egyptians that developed the concepts of a soul, a hereafter, and son of God, and finally, after the worship of many gods, they conceived the belief in one universal God, the maker of all there is. For more information, visit www.futureofgodamen.com. That's www.futureofgodamen.com.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on Simo TV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simo TV. Simo TV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, sci-fi, and horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. Simo TV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have Simo TV today. Sign up at simultv.com. Do it today.
Welcome back, everyone. My guest this hour is Preston Dennett, and he's one heck of an author. Right now, we're talking about his newest book entitled The Healing Power of UFOs, 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. His website, PrestonDennett.Weebly.com. And these are the books that Preston has written and has published and have been sold around the world over the years. Aliens and UFOs, Bigfoot Yeti and Other Ape Men, California Ghost, The Coronado Island UFO Incident, Extraterrestrial Visitation, Ghosts of Greater Los Angeles, The Healing Power of UFOs, which we're talking about this hour, Human Levitation, Inside UFOs, Not From Here, Volume 1, 2, 3, 1 in 40, The UFO Epidemic, Supernatural California, UFOs Over Arizona, UFOs Over California, UFOs Over Colorado, UFOs Over Nevada, UFOs Over Mexico, UFOs Over New York, UFOs Over Topanga Canyon, and Undersea UFO Base. Once again, his website is www.PrestonDennett.Weebly.com. And Preston, I would imagine that your books are available on all line book vendors?
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. Where did you get the idea to write this book? You know, how did you come across, you know, like looking at the list of books that you've had and over the years, the number of times you've been on the show, we've discussed many other of your other books. What was it that, you know, that gave you the idea, the inspiration to write this book about healing power of UFOs?
Yeah, I mean, when I first heard about UFO healings, because there was, like I said, a few famous cases, I just kind of like, not sure I believe that. People who believe in aliens are here to cure us are probably have a need, you know, a sociopathic need to believe in a higher power. I was pretty skeptical moving into this field, and certainly skeptical of accounts like that, which I thought, well, we're a little bit far out. Mm-hmm. But then I, you know, heard about this friend of mine who had this healing case.
Right.
So I thought, you know, I'm going to look into this because I'd heard of that police officer in Damon, Texas, who was healed of a cut on his finger and so on. And started looking into the literature and found a lot more cases than I really thought I would find. I'm like, wow, I found like 40 cases, 50. And that's when I started collecting them. And I realized, because I was going to write maybe an article about it.
Yeah.
And it just way too much information. And as I just continued to dig into it, I found, wow, you know, they're not only healing people. People come away from their experiences and they feel like they know how to do hands-on healing or psychic healing. Hmm. And in some cases, their ETs are helping people in ways that I found really surprising. Not just healing people, but actually physically helping them out of situations of tragedies. I mean, on a sinking boat or in a car accident or a storm, or all kinds of things where they rescue people, essentially. So there was this whole hidden side that to UFO contact that wasn't being talked about, and I wanted to know why and what was it real. So, and I sort of felt it was important that we get to the truth of this, because this is let's face it, a subject that has been saturated with disinformation for years, ridiculed. Witnesses are made to look like fools by a government that knows fully well that this is a real phenomena and is using our money to do it, make us look silly. It's not a tenable situation, I think.
But I think that, in all fairness, there are a lot of people within the UFO community that are also help promote disinformation because of the way that they really talk about a subject that they know very little about. It doesn't add credibility to the people within the UFO community like yourself who do know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, how strange this field really is, because there's a segment of the population that is like vehemently opposed to even listening to you. They're skeptical and they don't want to examine the evidence, period.
Yeah.
It also attracts sort of this very sort of fringy type personality, people who, you know, clearly are not telling true tales, and people who want to make a buck.
Yeah.
And there's the government factor who are actively, you know, seeding disinformation and feeding it to, you know, perhaps naive researchers. I don't know how the whole process works, but we do know that that does take place.
During your investigation into the work that you did for your book, the description of the ETs themselves, was that the same across the board?
No, I found that really surprising, because I sort of had a misconception that, okay, people are being healed, but it's probably going to be by the, you know, so-called contactee case.
Yeah.
The human-looking, friendly ETs that are going to be the ones who are doing the majority of healings.
The little grays, you know, that pose no psychological effect on the people that they're healing. I you know, that would make sense.
And it turns out the grays are, in fact, the ones who are doing most of the healing.
Uh-huh.
But you have all kinds.
Really?
And when I say grays, there's a wide variety of grays. But yeah, there are healings from grays, mantids, you know, praying mantis, human-looking, Nordic type, and just a huge wide variety of all kinds, a few reptilians even. So it's real hard to categorize, but by far the grays are the ones who are doing most of the healing.
How about the craft that transports the grays or the ETs? Is it the same description of the craft? Is it, once again, is there similarity to the craft?
There's striking similarities, but also striking differences. Because what we don't get are like the same model of craft with really almost ever. So we have this huge, dizzying, really complex variety of craft that aren't really regular at all. There are triangular craft, but there's always slight differences in the lighting, the shape, the color, the whole thing. And so it's very hard to categorize in terms of the outside. But when someone's taken inside, there's a lot of commonalities, certainly. People describe it as being very clean, usually.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting is always, you know, there's very clear descriptions about how the lighting is different and things like that. Little sort of, I guess you would call them red flags that investigators look for to sort of authenticate a case to some degree, at least.
Earlier you were describing that not only do the aliens heal, but they also appear in times of necessity. For example, that you were saying that, you know, in car accidents, or you gave us other examples. Is it possible, now once again, this is just a question to you, is it possible that the ETs of today are the angels of yesteryear?
Well, I had one lady tell me that this is what the ETs told her. They says, oh, a lot of the things you think were angels were actually us.
Wow.
And yeah, I do think that that's a possibility. But having looked into the whole, quote, angel phenomena,
yeah,
I have to say there's some pretty compelling evidence that we're dealing with spiritual benevolent beings and not, you know, biological aliens. So in my mind, I think there is a separate phenomena going on there because for the most part, we don't have angels coming down inside UFOs. So there, you know, there are a few outlying cases that I know about.
Right.
But for the most part, no. And I think it's a mistake to sort of blend all these phenomena together, which I see some researchers sort of edging towards. Not sure that that's what's going on here. Near-death experiences are not abductions. You know, they're just not.
Is it possible, or how would you see one's own belief in the extraterrestrial factor play a part of the person's perception of what they want to happen and what actually does happen?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a factor. And if you are not aware of ETs, I interviewed one lady who had an experience. She had this figure walk in, and she was just assumed it was demonic. And I'm like, well, what exactly happened to you? And she described this sort of thin figure standing on her bed. It had a huge head. There was a light behind it. She couldn't really see any detail except the silhouette.
Right.
And as I, you know, continued to investigate her case, it became clear it was an ET. At least that's how I would categorize it. So, yeah, she interpreted it as demonic. And there's a number of people who've had cases that they do, I think, misinterpret. I put a whole chapter on this of various types of psychic healing, I guess you would call it, because there's a number of cases, of angel healings. And get this, this really surprised me. I've known about this for years, but I really dug in and did the research. There's a long list of cases, 20, 30, where people have been healed as a result of a lightning strike. Now, lightning will usually kill you when it strikes you, but there's like 30 cases. It's crazy. One lady was cured of multiple sclerosis. Mary Clamser, it's a well-authenticated case. And literally these cases stretch back from 1700s to the current day.
Fascinating. You and I have to take our final break, my friend. At Exo Nation, if you'd like to get a copy of this riveting book, it's entitled The Healing Power of UFOs, 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. The author of this book is our guest this hour, Preston Dennett. Now, his website is prestondennett.weebly.com, and The Healing Power of UFOs is available at all online vendors, book vendors, that is. Preston and I will be back on the other side of this break as we wrap up this hour here in the X Zone from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I'm Rob McConnell. Don't go away. They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net.
So I was watching the X-Zone TV channel last night when I was abducted by aliens, and they kept repeating to me over and over again, SimulTV.com, SimulTV.com.
What's SimulTV.com?
That's what I asked them. They had it written on the side of their UFO.
How do you spell that?
UFO.
No, I mean SimulTV.com.
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 Right. SimulTV.com.
Interesting that you were abducted by aliens in a SimulTV.com UFO last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember now last night. I was awakened from a deep sleep. My great-grandmother was standing there. She said she'd come from the hereafter to tell me about SimulTV.com. She even spelled it out for me.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com, sonny boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guys, you'll never guess what my psychic guru just told me.
SimulTV.com.
Exactly. Are you guys psychic too?
Of course.
We all know about SimulTV.com.
SimulTV.com.
All right, this is the X-Zone Radio Show. I am Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. This show is an overnight sensation that took us 30 years to do. And it's because of you, the members of the X-Zone Nation, that we've been able to get out to places in the world where, honestly, I never thought we would be. But thank you very much, X-Zone Nation, for being there and for sticking with us and for spreading the word. My guest this hour is Preston Dennett. He's got a new book out entitled The Healing Power of UFOs, 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. First of all, Preston, always great having you on the show. Congratulations on this new book.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
After all the other UFO books that you've done, and I named them off a little while ago, have you been able to see similarities in the reports that you're getting from these people about their healings and other parts of other books that you've written about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think when it comes to UFO encounters, It's what I would call a peak or a pivotal experience in a person's life,
right?
Particularly if it's an onboard experience. So what happens is people are challenged on pretty much all levels. And by that, I mean mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in some cases, physically.
Really?
So it's a complete transformation, and I think that's the most powerful theme that I see running through this research. People come away from their experiences, vastly changed in some way. It's not uncommon for, as I said earlier, for people to feel they can do healing.
Right.
But there's a whole spectrum of it. One guy I talked to in upstate New York said, oh, yeah, I came away with the ability to give psychic readings. And another... a Navy electronic specialist came away doing dowsing and became very successful in his area and did it for years and years and years. Another guy's like, yeah, I was abducted and, I've got this strange compulsion to learn hands-on healing now. I'm like, and it just goes down the list. People become vegetarians. They're environmentalists. They become very concerned with the planet, which is certainly the ET's number one message when they talk to people. So there's all kinds of commonalities, which I think really point to their agenda. And one thing we do know for sure, they're interested in us. Boy, are they ever.
Were there any cases that you came across where a hardcore skeptic was converted?
Certainly in my research, yeah. As far as healing, I'm trying to think of a case. But I do remember interviewing a lady at work described how this UFO had followed her home from the library. And I'm like, really? And she described this metallic disc with colored lights around it, a very classic looking saucer, which literally followed her home. She had missing time.
And that's not uncommon with an ET experience. Are you there, Preston? Whoops, are you there, Preston?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, we kind of lost you there for a second. You were telling us about the lady at work and her ET, her UFO experience. And missing time seems to be part of the experience or the encounter.
Yeah, this was an early case. Missing time at that point wasn't really a commonly known thing.
Right.
She described how she lived 5 minutes from the library. And as they drove home, when they got home, well, it was 10:15. As they watched this object dart away, I'm like, well, who was with you? She's like, well, my mother and my best friend. So I'm like, well, give me your best friend's number. I want to talk to her.
Sure.
And I verified the story, and I'm like, will your mother talk? And she says, well, my mother doesn't believe in UFOs. And I'm like, really? Well, did she see it? She's like, well, yeah, you can talk to her. And so I talked to her, and she was a hardcore skeptic, but still described this thing right over the car following them home. And I'm like, well, what did you think it was? And she says, well, I don't know what it was, but I don't believe in UFOs. So she didn't quite get converted, but she had to admit that there was something there. She was not ready to believe in it.
With all the availability of high-definition cameras in everyone's cell phone, in any of the cases that you investigated for your new book, did anyone take a picture, or has anyone brought back any physical evidence of their encounter? I mean, besides the fact that they were healed, and in my book, that's miraculous. But for those who don't believe in the UFO phenomenon, has anyone brought back with them any evidence, whether it be a picture or some other physical evidence that they can say, look, I'm serious, this is real?
To some extent, I mean, we do have people who have had events that were witnessed by outside people.
Yeah.
So that's eyewitness testimony. It's not physical evidence.
True.
And we do have before and after doctor reports and x-rays and things. There is one guy, Jim Schaefer, from Winnipeg, Canada, who had an experience. He had been diagnosed with cancer and had a lifelong history of UFO contacts, had an experience with an orb, which he did film, going into his body, goes across the room, he's lying on bed and he's filming, and catches this orb, and it goes boom, and goes right into him. And that's the night he was healed. He went to bed and boom, he's healed. So it's, that's almost catching your own healing on camera.
Exactly.
Right? Darn close. And he did send me, his reports from the doctor, the diagnosis, and all kinds of evidence, proving he's just not, making this stuff up. So it's a great case, and he came very close to getting proof. But that kind of stuff is hard to get, because healing cases, we don't know how common they are. There's ranges from maybe 5 to 10%
within
the abduction community to maybe as high as 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's probably a little lower than that. Because I get cases regularly, but not quite 50%. I'd say closer to maybe to 20. But still, that's a lot.
It is. It truly is. During your research and out of the people who contacted you, were there any people who just tried to pull the wool over your eyes?
Every now and then you get a call from teenagers who are, saying, I saw a UFO, and they hang up.
Right.
Sort of thing. That's about the extent I think it's gone. And I mean, there are times I get a call from a person who tells me a story I just simply can't believe. And I'm not saying it's not true, but it's just so far beyond anything I've ever heard and a little out there. But as far as, a deliberate hoax, I think that's pretty rare, because if someone tries to pull that off and they open their life to inspection, the first thing I want to do is like, all right, let me talk to your friends, your family, your character witnesses. What do you got, that I can prove this case? I do initial interviews, follow-up interviews. So that cuts off that sort of aspect of the population pretty quick. People who are trying to hoax an event learn pretty early on that the results are not what they expected.
So what's next with you? My gosh, you've already written about aliens, UFOs, Bigfoot, ape men, ghosts, ET visitations, undersea UFO bases, healing, supernatural California. The list goes on and on and on. So what's next for Preston Dennett?
Yeah, I've got a lot more I want to write. I want to put out another volume of Not From Here, which is all about the really unusual aspects of UFO encounters that, don't fit the standard mold and most people don't like to talk about. So that's coming up next. I'm going to put out another book like Inside UFOs, which presents really extensive cases of contact. So got plenty of more books in me, let me tell you.
What is your favorite topic when it comes to not only writing about but researching?
Well, UFOs are certainly up there, but I have to tell you, right next to that is out-of-body travel.
Really?
I find it very interesting. There's definitely a connection to UFOs. And I got interested in both, concurrently at the same time. and really pursued it in terms of, like, not only when I study a phenomena, I want to see it, you know, I want to see the UFO. I go to the haunted houses because I want to see the ghosts too. And same thing with out of body. I pursued that hard and got really good at it at some point.
So you yourself can have out of body experiences.
Oh yeah, anybody can. We all do, really, every night, but we don't remember it. So it's a lot about, you know, learning memory tricks to recall what you do at night, and waking up, bringing your consciousness into the dream state. But you can absolutely visit the other side, your deceased loved ones, learn about past lives, all kinds of stuff, including visiting here on Earth. That it's just wild. It's an amazing subject, and I'm going to be writing about that. I already wrote one book about that.
We're going to be looking forward to all the other great books that you write. And as happens, whenever you're on the show, the time has come where you and I must say so long. So first of all, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I look forward to the next time you and I meet. I look forward to having you on the X-Zone TV show. And quickly, tell our listeners how they can get copies of your books and find out more about you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Rob. It's always a pleasure talking to you as well. I have a website if you want to learn more about my books, my research. If you just Google my name, it'll take you right there. It's PrestonDennett.Weebly.com, and you can contact me through my website if you, you know, want to share a story or have a comment or, you know, a question. Always love hearing from people.
Preston, take care of yourself, my friend, and keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you.
All right, ExoNation, our good friend Preston Dennett has been my guest this hour. His website is www.prestondennett.weebly.com. And this hour, we've been talking to Preston about his new book that's out entitled The Healing Power of UFOs, 300 True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials. And we'll be back on the other side of this news break as we continue here in the X-Zone with yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our broadcast center and studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And if your local station is leaving us now, just remember, always keep your eyes to the sky and your heart in the light. We'll be back. Don't go away.
If you are looking for a safe, zero-calorie, natural option to the harmful artificial sweeteners on the market today, Just Like Sugar is what you're looking for. Just Like Sugar is a wonderful natural alternative for those health-conscious people who choose a calorie-restricted diet with a great, pure, sweet flavor that tastes just like sugar. Just Like Sugar is a great natural option for people suffering from diabetes and may be useful in restricted diet programs where standard sugars are not allowed and does not cause a laxative effect of some other sweeteners. Just Like Sugar comprises a perfect blend of chicory root fiber, natural calcium, natural vitamin C, and Just Like Sugar's sweetness comes from the natural flavors from the peel of the orange. Just Like Sugar is a natural alternative to harmful artificial sweeteners and will change the way that you believe all natural sweetener products taste. Just Like Sugar is available at your local Whole Foods markets, Wild Oats markets, Henry's, Sun Harvest, and many other fine natural food stores in the U.S., Canada, and worldwide.
They are here, and they've been here for thousands of years, making their presence known in the shadows. They might be seen by a lonely motorist on a deserted road late at night, or by a frightened and confused husband in the bedroom he is sharing with his wife. But who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Perhaps most concerning, has the government been aware of their presence all along? The new book by Ellie Marzulli, UFO Disclosure, The 70-Year Cover-Up Exposed, delves into the world of UFOs. Can full disclosure be soon? Order now and receive a free hour and 37-minute DVD on the UFO phenomenon, UFOs Are Real. Get both the book and the DVD, a $40 value, for only $19.99. To order your book and DVD today, go to lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net.
You have heard of the X-Zone? Now watch it on SimulTV, plus 500 video games, live TV channels, free video on demand, worldwide, and more. Does this sound like tomorrow's television? Well, it is, but you can have it today, right now. It is Simul TV. SimulTV offers what the others only wish they could provide. 15 exclusive channels like X-Zone, Sci-Fi, and Horror. We are worldwide. No other provider offers that. 500 built-in video games. No need to have an extra expensive system. We have them included. Free video on demand. Live streaming events from around the world. Interactive online network and much more. Tomorrow's TV today. SimulTV. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. You can have SimulTV today. Sign up at SimulTV.com. Do it today.